The floor. Thank you for the comments. In the field of judicial reform, we are currently drafting the final report on the implementation of the judicial reform strategy 2019-2022. Its evaluation will be the basis for the development of a new judicial reform strategy, which is to be adopted by the end of this year. We are in the final stage of amending the law on judicial council and judges with the aim of improving the system of ethical and disciplinary responsibility of judges, the process of appointment of judges and court presidents, the work of the judicial council and appointment and relocation of judges, as well as their assessment, performance assessment. Amendments to the law on state prosecutor's office from 2021 contributed significantly to the elimination of political influence over the work of the state prosecutor's office and improvement of work of the prosecutorial council. With the improvement of this legislative framework, we have continued improving this legal framework in 2023 as well. A new composition of the prosecutorial council and a new chief special prosecutor have been appointed, and all this resulted in the increase in the number of instigated proceedings in the field of fight against organized crime and high-level corruption. The government defined the proposal of the law on amendments to the law on seizure of proceeds of crime, which will improve the procedure for permanent confiscation of these proceeds. In order to effectively combat corruption, Montenegro will continue to strengthen the institutional and HR capacities of the institutions, produce analysis related to application of laws, and improve its legislation in line with the recommendations of international organizations and with international standards. We also plan to improve the infrastructure of judicial authorities, and we will also continue with the training of judges and prosecutors, and with the revision of existing and signing of new international agreements on judicial cooperation. Thank you.